Exactly 368 active listings on the market for sale in all of Santa Clarita Valley. A little bit more jazz than usual, but you know what? You got to step it up every once in a while. May 11th, 2024, and we're going to get into the real estate information as it's contained within the multiple listing service. If you are searching online, there really is no better access point to that than ConnorWithHonor.com. And of course, that is my site, but you'll be able to search for everything active. Currently, coming soon properties are 7, new listings 47. This past 7 days, which is actually quite a bit lower than we've normally been seeing, which is 70 to 80. 54 prices have been changed. Most of those are reductions. That's not uncommon. Back on market, 21. These are properties that actually have their escrows canceled. Coming back onto the market, not uncommon at 21. Current active under contract properties, 39. 55 pending. 57 sold this past week. 8 have expired. 8 canceled. 8 have been put on hold. Triple eights. Let's go play the lottery. And of course, 3 have been pulled off the market. As a real estate seller, one of the things you want to consider is that pre-qualification process for each one of your buyers. In some cases, the agents are trying to get their sellers to utilize lenders that they know to cross-qualify real estate buyers. Be wary with that. Yes, it's good to know somebody's qualified to buy your house, but then again, at what cost? Understand that they've probably already been married to a lender or have a lender that they're working with. That pre-qualification letter and phone call from your agent should be sufficient to quell any kind of concern you may have. But it's going to come down to how much do you trust your agent. You as real estate buyers out there, they do talk about that you need to get your new financial documents to their lender because pre-qualifications are only good for 90 days. Yeah. Really, now, if you're buying a house, you're a real estate buyer, more than likely you're going to be in touch with your lender every day, every couple days, because you're going to need to know when the interest rates fluctuate, what is your payment going to look like? And then, is that going to change your qualification amount? Plus, if you get into escrow as a real estate buyer, your lender is going to require a lot of documents from you and probably the same documents from you with different dates. So know that as a buyer going in. I'm Connor with Honor. You want to find those guides that I keep talking about. I love them. They're at ConnorWithHonor.com. You're going to enjoy them. They will give you a lot of insight into the real estate market. Don't go into this thing half-cock or blind. Please, do due diligence. Find a good agent. Have them give you the information that you need and listen to your requests so they can help fulfill them. I'm Connor with Honor. Thank you for watching. Today is Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, happy Mother's Day for those of you that fall into that category. Talk to you soon.